Club Jazz La Mère de Genève. Bonsoir à tous nos chers auditeurs, c'est Irène au micro et je me retrouve ce soir avec un des plus importants saxophonistes au monde, décrit comme le plus créatif joueur de sax ténor et art swing, un géant de son instrument et un géant accompli de la musique jazz. Mesdames et messieurs, Joe Lovano, J-Lo.
Hello. Oh, hello, it's so nice to be here.
So you're playing tonight with your classic quartet. Can you tell us a bit more about them?
I call this group my classic quartet because it lives in the deep tradition of quartets in this manner, with tenor saxophone, piano, bass and drum. Throughout the history of jazz, this formation has been the foundation of the music in so many ways. And it also comes from my leading a quartet with the great Hank Jones on piano, George Mraz and Louis Nash, which we recorded live at Newport, the Newport Jazz Festival. So I decided to tour with this formation. The repertoire is mainly my original compositions, but we also touch on some very famous music written by the master, Billy Strayhorn, his mom, John Coltrane.
Is this your first stop for this European tour?
This is our first stop for this tour, yeah.
And the next stops?
We play near Lyon on the next days, and then the Bergamo Jazz Festival in Italy, and then there's 4 concerts in Holland. But then in the States, there's other things coming up as well.
You're quite engaging with different activities.
Well, I have a few different groups, you know. This is one of them that I'm really proud of. Young pianist Lawrence Fields, who also plays in my band Soundprints, that I co-lead with Dave Douglas. Peter Slovoff on bass, who plays in my group Us Five, that is a double drummer band.
With Esperanza Spalding, right?
Esperanza Spalding originally was the original bassist in the band, and Peter has joined the group since she has risen to superstardom. But she still plays with us also.
And thank you.
My last recording with Us Five is called Cross Culture, which features Esperanza and Peter. My drummer is Lame Estrefi, who's a young, very exciting swinging drummer from Kosovo.
Jazz was born as a very open language, extremely open language. The jazzman is supposed to be able to do and whatever he wants. Is it still true?
Well, it depends on who you are as a player. You have to be a very free player on your instrument to execute your ideas and to play in a collective, spontaneous manner, no matter what the material is. So we draw from the inspiration of our personal lifetimes, the social things that are happening around us at this moment of now, as well as our deep awareness and understanding of that moment of now that was before. And the feeling of the music, the feeling of telling a story and to create music within the music is the tradition of jazz. Now, today, with this amazing world embrace, there's many influences in the rhythm, the harmonic developments and structures, and in the melodic variations that you create from things that are dancing in your head as a player. So when I say my classic quartet, I mean that we are playing from the deep traditions of music, the origins, inspirations of the masters, and trying to live up to a certain state of mind expression.
I see. You talk about free jazz, and I was, as a journalist, we unfortunately like to categorize things because we have to write about music.
Okay, but one thing, free jazz is one thing that people know that term. I play jazz free.
Nice.
It's different. We play within the jazz world, but in a free-flowing manner, where you have to create the harmony sometimes and create the rhythmic nuances and create new melodies that just spring from nature, from things that inspire you.
So then you would say that, for example, saying categories and labels in jazz is not useful. I when I interview other musicians, they always say, oh, please don't categorize me because I don't like that, I'm not. And I definitely understand. But you started, for example, defining yourself as a bebop because that's what you learn at the Berklee School. And then you, from bebop, you switched to hard bop and now you're free jazz.
There's no progression like that for me. Some musicians, maybe. My father played saxophone, okay? He was the same age as John Coltrane and Miles Maxwell. My father heard Charlie Parker live. He heard Lester. He was in the room though. So he was inspired by their amazing music, you know, and had a great record collection. He heard Coltrane. He played in a jam session with Coltrane in the 50s, early 50s. So Coltrane was a very important figure in my father's life. So he had all his records, many records, from all the different moments of Coltrane's music, okay? And I grew up with this awareness of a full scope of what it means to improvise, you know, and to learn the saxophone and to reach for the high standards of what we call bebop. Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, Thelonious Monk, Bud Powell, Max Roach, you know, to reach for that high level of execution and feeling in the music is a deep study, you know, and it takes you many places. It takes you everywhere. And when you can be free in that flowing manner, then you explore many ways to play. Ornette Coleman, when he emerged, was a disciple of Charlie Parker, but he wasn't a clone of Charlie Parker, like others were. You know, you have to have your own imagination and tell your own story. And the more you're aware of all these different periods, it's all about your life, how you embrace things.
You like to take a lot of challenges, as we saw. You have duos, trios, quartet, quint, and nonet, and some everything. You try really everything. Is there any specific project you had more fun with? And if so, why? Or any specific regrets? Because in the end, life is kind of carry on. Sometimes we probably realize we waste our time. Sometimes we have some regrets. Sometimes actually we have super fun.
Well, you know, I've only explored things and played with people that I love. So it's been all about love. So it's all, for me, it's all on an equal kind of an amazing journey, you know? And that's why I like to keep things happening. Like my Nonette, which I formed around 1999, okay? I have three recordings, Grammy. One won a Grammy, 52nd Street Themes. The others were nominated for Grammys. And this ensemble has not gone away. We play every year. We play the Village Vanguard or Birdland or somewhere in New York and occasional concerts, you know. My band, Us Five, with the double drummers, we have three recordings on Blue Note Records. Folk art, bird songs, cross culture. This band is alive today. That repertoire. We're going to play the New Orleans Festival now at the end of April with Us Five, you know. My classic quartet now is an extension of my quartet recordings with Hank Jones, which I have some recordings, Joyous Encounter, I'm All For You. My other quartet's live at the Village Vanguard. So this band, right in this moment of now, is an extension of places that I've traveled in this quartet format, you know. And each group has a different repertoire of music. Like, you're going to hear tunes tonight that I don't play with other bands. The larger ensemble projects that I've done with Gunter Schuller with orchestra and Viva Caruso with strings and woodwinds and my street band, you know. These things are always happening in my world of music, you know. it's amazing to have been able to record for Blue Note Records all these years, since 1990, and be able to not only document those things, but to establish a sound that I can carry on and live in. It's incredible. It's really beautiful. And more recently, John Scofield and I formed the Scofield Levano Quartet, which John's latest record on Impulse, called Past Present, under his name, just came out and won a Grammy this year. We just toured together just now on the West Coast, and we went to Hawaii for a week. My band Soundprints with Dave Douglas is another band that we co-lead, which has some dates coming up into next year. So, regrets? No, because I only do things that I love to do, I love to play. I've never really played in any situation that didn't have that thing happening.
That's also why you kind of get your motivation, inspiration at a certain point, right? So you're an artist in the end, so.
Yeah, and it's with the people that you play with. It's all the relationships with all these different people. Because each recording, each band, each ensemble has a family feeling, okay? I have a new band called My Village Rhythms Band, which we recorded live at the Blue Note Club in New York. That's going to come out at some point, maybe next year. This band is an extension of my universal language sound, featuring Tim Higgins on trumpet, Judy Silvano voice, but with an African type rhythm section, and influenced and inspired by a trip I took to Nigeria and met Fela Kuti in the early 80s. I wrote all this new music today, like now, with inspiration from that trip. So I'm real excited about my Village Rhythms Band, because it's like a real experience. We toured this last April, and I have Abdu Mboup on kora, talking drums, percussions, Otis Brown III on drums, Matthew Garrison on bass, or Michael Olutunja on bass, and Liberty Elman on guitar. We have a real dance party that's really different. Incredible.
I hope you're going to come back to me.
Oh, yeah. When this recording comes out, please. There'll be something happening. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank
and
you.
Let us all listen to you then.
Merci bien.